We are learning Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting three lines from the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Nachman Tikkun Chatzva Bas Tisha Kavim. Rav Nachman prepared a barrel the size of Tisha Kavim for all the Talmidim to pour on themselves before they learn if they're a Balkari, to use the Tisha Kavim for Balkari. Ki also Rav Dimi Omer Rav Akiva Rav Yehuda Glustero Amru Loishanu. This whole din that you're allowed to use Tisha Kavim is only allowed Ela L'Chayla. Only for chayla la'ansai, someone who's a chayla, and they saw carry shalaylor tzaynai. They saw la'ansai. They saw it, you know, by mistake. They saw it ba'aynis. Ava la'chayla amargal, but even someone's a chayla, but they saw carry because they mishamish mitasai. That means that it was on purpose. It was bedas. Then the halacha is you need a ba'am sa. You cannot be samech on the kula of tisha kav. You have to use a ba'am sa. Amar Rav Yosef, Fizeh, it v'chatz b'der Rav Nachman. You broke the barrel that Rav Nachman appeared. Why? Because it's not so negeh Tisha Kav anymore. Because a chayla that sees keri ba'inus is not so shchiach, like Rashi says. Not so shchiach. Therefore, there's no point to have the barrel. Most times, people will come by keri from being mishamish tashra mita, and that is called chayla hamargal. And this man, the Yomar, is saying that there is no heter to use Tisha Kav by chayla hamargal. Also, Ravin, when Ravin came, Omar, he said, "Ushav Uvdan." Ushav, there was a story, the killer of Rav Oshia, in the porch in front of Rav Oshia's house. This is like the little foyer between the chotzer and the house. And also, Vashalar Rav Asi, he went to ask Rav Asi if about Keri's mutter b'divrei Torah with Tisha Kavim. And Rav Asi said, "Amaluhu loyshanu alachayla hamargal. When do you need Tisha Kavim only for chayla hamargal? It means a chayla who saw carry on purpose, which means tashra mita. Avla chayla ansay pata makulam. But a chayla ansay is taka pata. If someone sees a carry by mistake, he doesn't need anything. Doesn't need anything to learn Torah. So Rav Yosef, it's damit chatzir Rav Nachman. We fixed up the keli Rav Nachman because now it's much more negayah. We're saying that Tisha Kavim works even for some as mashamish mitasay on purpose." Just by the way, to speak out that ultimately the Chachamim are considered a chayla because since they learn they're weaker, they're called a chayla. But if it's chayla hamargal, needs to abam, so there's no point to Tisha Kavim. But this man Yom is saying the chayla hamargal, which means the chayla who sees carry from Tashra Mita, by him, he'll let it use Tisha Kavim. All this machlaik is Tisha Kavim, yeah, Tisha Kavim, no, if it's Oinis or Margal, it's all machlaik is Tachanas Ezra. But next, Ezra, hey, Tikkun, let's see, how is Ezra Masakin? Ezra was Masakin Tefillah, was he Masakin that he allowed to use Tisha Kavim or not? And Tosh speaks out, even a lot of times, we don't know exactly how Tachanah was Masukin, but here, since this Tachanah was something that was Negeh every day, they should know how Ezra made the Tachanah. So the Gemara, Abaya, Ezra Tikkun Labari Hamargal Abam Sa. Ezra Takana was that for Bari, a strong person who's Meshamish Asamita, for him he needs a regular 40 Sa mikvah. Ubari La'insa Tisha Kavman. He's Mesakin that someone who sees Ba'ines only needs 9 Kavman. That was part of Ezra's Takana. But also Amaroya, what's Amaroya arguing? What's Amaroya Pliga B'Chayla? They're arguing by a Chayla. Marasava, one man then, which was the first man that Rav Dimi, he holds Chayla Amargal's Kabari Amargal. Chayla Amargal is like Bari Amargal, which needs Dafka 40 Sa. And Chayla La'ansai, somebody's La'ansai, is like a Bari La'ansai, and that's enough for Tisha Kavim. Basically, he held that the Chayla is the same thing like a Bari, and there's no din Tisha Kavim by regular Tashra Mita. But Ravin Omar saw a Chayla Amargal Kabari La'ansai. He holds that Chayla Amargal goes down one step, and it's like Bari La'ansai, which is enough for Tes Kavim. And v'chayla la'insa is part of makulam. V'chayla la'insa is part of everything. So that's Abaye's pshat in the Tekanas Ezra. He says that Tekanas Ezra, part of Tekanas Ezra was such an idea of Tisha Kavim, but only for Oynas. I'm a Rav argues on Abaye. He says, Nehi, the Tikkun Ezra tefillah, Nesina mitakin, he was never mistaken anything about Tisha Kavim. Because look, read Ezra's lashon. Amar Ezra Tikkun tefillah labali karen. He was taken tefillah. He never said you could use Nesina. He never said you could use Tisha Kavim. Elam Rava Ezra Tikkun Tefillah Labari Hamar Glavam Sa. This is how it went down. Ezra was Masakin Tefillah for Bari for 40 Sa for Tashra Mita. Vasa Rabbanon, the Chazal came a little afterwards. Veskinu Labari La'insa. They said, if it's a Oinis, then it could be Samech on Tisha Kavim. It was only afterwards. Everyone afterwards Masakin Tisha Kavim for Oinis. Vasa Yemarayi Vekamifikah B'Chayla. They argued by a Chayla. What's a chayla din like, a bari or not? Marasava, that's Rav Dimi, holds chayla hamargal, kabari hamargal. He holds a chayla that's meshamish mitasa, needs 40 sa, It's the same thing like a bari who needs 40 sa. The bari amarkel. The chayla einsay, the bari einsay. And an oinis that doesn't need 40 sa is not a tisha kavin. The chayla same thing as a bari. Ma'asav al olamadim was a bari amarkel abam sa. The chayla amarkel goes down one step. The bari einsay, which is not a tisha kavin. Av chayla einsay part of a kulam. So and then if it's oinis, a chayla it's part of everything. So Rav and Abaya are arguing in halacha, just arguing how that takana went down. According to Abaya, Ezra was masak in a tisha kavin for oinis. For bari einsay and rabban hol and the rav holds the rabban who did that, and rav says alach lemaisa. I'm a rav. Hilchasa bari hamargul v'chayle hamargul v'abam sa. He holds bari hamargul and chayle hamargul. Anyone who's tashma mita needs tefila v'mikvah abam sa. Who bari la'einsay is tisha kavin, aval chayle la'einsay pater mikulam. Chayle la'einsay is pater mikulam. It comes out, it's really not exactly like one man the omar. It's like in between man the omrim. And that's how he says, that's how he paskin. And Rashi speaks out that this might not be halacha lemaisa, because you might hold like a Hud ben Beseira that you don't need tefillah at all. But Rav is saying, in the Takanas Ezra, in the pligi of the Machlekes of the Amarayim, we paskin like this, that Chayla Margal and Bari Margal are the same thing. And Bari Lo Insa gets Tisha Kaben, and Chayla goes down once, Chayla Insa goes down one step to be Pata Mekulam. But the Chayla Amargal does not go down one step according to this Rava, this Girsa we have, Rava Kelchasa. There's a Girsa from the Rajbo who says that Chayla Amargal will be Tisha Kavim like the second Mandiyama. Like the second Mandiyama. Tanar Abana. Balkerish Noslo Tisha Kavim Mayim Tahar. In the Brisa says that a Balkeri that used 9 Kavim, it's good enough. He's Mutu Vitaira. But Medva Amun Asma, only to learn himself. To teach other people, then you need more. You need Abam Sa. To teach Torah Barabim, the other people, you need 40 Sa. You need a better tefillah. Rabbi Yudai Abam Sa Makamakim. You always need 40 Sa. And what Makamakim means, we'll see in a second. So Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shum, Levi, Rabbi Laz, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Chanina, there's 4 Amarayim here. 2 groups. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Laz, Rabbi Yasi. One of each group has said something about the Reisha. And one of each group, which means altogether 2, say something about the Sefer. Chad ma'ezuga v'chad ma'ezuga reisha, they say like this. Chad Omar 1 says, Hoda amad medvar murim la'asmeh l'cherim v'avam sa. That he has said, they need 40 sa v'acherim, lo'yishanu ela l'choyla ha'margal. Av l'choyla insoy tishakavim. That he said, v'acherim, you need 40 sa, it's only by tashma mita. But a'ines, then even v'acherim, it's enough for tishakavim. V'chad Omar, the other man Yama says, that La'achirim afilu chayil la'insoy ad diga ba'amsa. Olam Adam says no. Even fa'achirim always need 40 sa. Even ba'ines. That's to explain the ratio. The Machlekes explain the ratio. And v'chad ma'izug v'chad ma'izuga sefer are coming to explain the sefer. Amar hodam Rabbi Yehuda ba'amsa mekom makayim. That Rabbi Yehuda says you always need 40 sa. Lo yishon ol v'karka. That is only v'karka. But bekelim loy. That bekelim is not enough. And we'll see exactly what's that makamak and what's the kula of karka. We say, but kalim, you can't be tovel in kalim. Becharama filu bekalim nami. Even in kalim, you also can be tovel 40 sa in kalim. Now, there's 2 psulim when it comes to kalim. One is it's shuvim sometimes, and the other problem is there's a special iser to be tovel in a kalim. There's a special iser to be tovel in a kalim. It has to be a mikveh mayim in the water. So a special iser to be tovel in a keli. Everyone agrees that a keli is not tefillah in a karka, even if you would use rainwater. It's not a good tefillah in a keli. So Zokta Gemara. So we have 2 mandiyamim here. Pshat in Rabbi Hudo says, and the second mandiyamim says that mekom makom mamsa mekom makom. One mandiyamim says mekom makom, it has to be in a karka and not in kalim. Other man says even in kalim, that's mekom makom. So Bishlam mandi amar they fill with kalim, you can tell in kalim. Haring tani Hudo abam sa mekom makom. 40 saw in any case, even in a keli. Elamandi Amar Bekarkim became law in Mekomakam Masuimai. What's Mekomakam teaching us? What's Mekomakam? He's like, you know what's teaching us? I see Mayim Shuvim. If it's in the Karka, even can be Mayim Shuvim. Let's take a swimming pool, which is in the Karka, it's not a Keli. Even if it's Mayim Shuvim, still, it will be a good tefillah for Abar Masa. Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda, Rav Shua, Rav Bar Shmuel, Kirich Rift Bahadi Dadi. They were eating together, then have to bench with a Zimun. And Shabbos, who should make the Zimun? Who is the most hard to make a Zimun? Omar Papa, Havaludi Livrech, let me bench. In those days, they benched, they might say everyone else were benching. So let me bench for everyone. Do not fall alive Tisha Kavim. Because I, even though I was a Balkari, I poured on me Tisha Kavim. Omar Rava, Bar Shmuel, Tanina, Medva Murmla Asma, Balkari, Bamsa. You can't bench. because this is called La'acherim. It's like teaching Torah La'acherim because being made to other people are benching. So therefore, you should need 40 saw. I did a tefillah and Abraham saw. So I'm better than you. Maybe it's Mayim Shuvim, but at least I had 40 saw. I'm like, who know? I'm the best. Why Livruch? The Lekker Loy Lehai Lehai. I'm not a Balkari at all. I don't need Tisha Kavan or Abraham saw. And therefore, let me bench. Zok to Gemara, Rav Chama Tovel Mal Yerim de Pischa, Erev Pesach, who's Tovel and 40 saw, Lohoitzi Rabim de Chavasim. So you might see the rabbim in the bracha of Hal, like the Rabbi Yehuda learns, and the Ritva learns, that it's to you might see the oilam of bracha and Hal, he was toivel dafkan 40 saw because in the Geah bracha. But less Hilchak is going to say, we don't pass like that. What does it mean we don't pass like that? So two pshatim in Rashi and two pshatim in Tayyus is the same two pshatim. Either means we don't pass in that you need Tisha Kav, that you need 40 saw fa'acherim, but even fa'acherim Tisha Kavim is enough, or it means we don't pass in at all that you have to be toivel, pass in at Rehudu ben Beseira. And so that's the going pshat, that we pass like a Huda ben Beseira holds that you don't need tefillah at all, we don't need a tefillah for Valkyrie at all for Divrei Torah and for davening. But Tosis has a pshat that maybe only the Torah, Huda ben Beseira is only saying the Torah don't need Valkyrie, but for davening maybe you do have to be toivel. Tosis has a shatzah like that. And the Maisa brings down maybe not, but the Maisa there's a tzah that you have to be toivel for tefillah, and the Rebbe Yoyner brings down that even if not mechuyev, it's definitely a good idea to be toivel before you daven if you're a valkari. And he brings down from the goyin that says that either way, that still it's good to toivel. Why? That's more mekabelas with a tefillah. He brings down from the Rambam. The Rambam said, "Loi betalti miyomav. I never was mevatel tefillas Ezra ever." That's what he brings down from the Rambam. The Rebbe Yoyner. Ad kan the sugya of being toivel for learning Torah Balkari. Now we go weiter, more of sugya Balkari, but we'll go more into the sugya of Tsoya and Meraglaya. Zok the Mishnah, Hayo Imid with Tfila. Someone's Milosh Manas, right? Veniska Shu Balkari, Riz Balkari, Lo Yavsik. Don't stop davening. Like Katze, shorten all the brachas and finish up quickly. Yorad Litva, let's say he went in the morning to the mikvah. Im Yochel Lalois, Os Kasois, Velikrois, and it came Zman Kriyashma, which this Mishnah learns is around Netzacham as the time for Kriyashma. So if you can get out of the mikvah and get dressed and say Shema, actually Teinei Tzachama, Fonei Tzachama, Yalish, come out of the mikvah, Yiskasa, get dressed, Yikra, and say Kriya Shema. Mlav, if he's not going to have time, Yiskasa v'mayim v'yikra, he should cover himself with the water and say Shema. It means that the water should cover ben liboy le'erva, we'll see in the Gemara. V'lo Yiskasa lo'y v'mayim v'ro'am, you shouldn't use water that's smelly water, v'lo'y v'may ha'mishra, you shouldn't use water that's they soak flax in it, which is also smelly water. Then the Mishnah says, "Achiyita l'soychan mayim." We'll see what that means. The Gemara says, "Le'aron suchsuri mechso." It's talking about meraglayim. And now I'll dive next to meraglayim until you pour water into the meraglayim, into the urine. The kama yarchik mehem. How far do you have to stay away from meraglayim and uminat tzoya? Arba amas. You can't dive in within 4 amas of meraglayim or from tzoya. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbana. Learned in the Raisa. Hayo Oimid Betfila. Someone was standing and davening Veniska and he realized Shehu Balkari. Really is Balkari. Lo Yapsik. You should not stop Shmanesre mid Shmanesre. Lo Yakatsa. Make it shorter. Hayo Kaya Betaira. Let's say he's got Aliyah and he's laning in the Taira. Veniska Shehu Balkari. Really is Balkari. What you do? Aim Mapsik. He doesn't just leave the Taira and leave. Lama Gamgam Kairi. He reads it very quickly and finishes off. Ramei, no, just read three psukim, that's it. Ain't Balkari Rishaya, Likris Vitari Yosef Shash of Psukim. You're not allowed to read more than 3 psukim, which is the minimum for Aliyah. After you finish 3 psukim, you leave the Torah. Tanya Idoch, Ayyamid Vitfila, a different din, a whole different din. You're in the middle of davening, and then you weren't supposed to check Betsaya, but then you realize in the middle of Tfila, there's Tsaya next to you, right? Tsaya Kenegdai. What do you do? Mahalich Lefonov, walk frontwards, actually, Zukena Lacher Vav Amas, till the Tsaya is behind you. More than 4 amas and resume your tefillah. Right, the Gemara Vatanya, even go Lutzdadim. Here it's mashma, you have to go frontwards and let the tzayah be behind you. But the bright mashma, even go Lutzdadim. And Stadim, I guess, is a little worse because you can see out of your corner of your eye. You go 4 amas, Lutzdadim is enough. Like Kash is not shver. Hard to efsher. If it's possible to walk frontwards, there's no lake in front of you or anything like that, go frontwards. Hard lo efsher. But in other cases, the lake was in front of you, so you couldn't go straightways. You went sideways. And then you let it go sideways. And the Rebbe Yoyner speaks out, okay, even if you go sideways, just turn your face, turn the other way, and they'll be behind you. So he says, you want to dive in the Mizrach, or you want to dive in towards, you know, Eretz Yisrael, Mizrach, and therefore it's like Efshar, so then you can go even, let's start them 4 amas away. Hoya Mispali, the Dami Shmer Esrei, And this is a case where you were supposed to anticipate there might be tzaya here. You didn't check. You davened. Then you say, oh, you see tzaya. Amar Rava, afi shechata, even though we did an avera by not checking, tefillah is a tefillah. The tefillah is good. Beit Gemara Akasha, maskiflam, Rava. The pasuk says, v'zevar chasham teiva. The pasuk says, zevar chasham teiva. And here, since he made an avera, he did an avera by not checking, her tefillah is not a good tefillah. He should have to daven again. Zok Rava, no. Since he did aver, he didn't check for tzaya, now you found tzaya. The tefillah is a tefillah's te'eva, and you have to daven again. And it's very possible, so we paskin, that if it's a place where you should have expected that there's tzaya here, and you davened here, then you have to repeat the tefillah.